Hey everybody, it's Matt and Philip from Next at Bat. Normally we have some sort of quirky, fun little intro thing, either comedy bit that we do or something that we pull from an episode, but this one's a little bit different. Recently, Philip and I have taken a little bit of a hiatus from putting out episodes, and we're real sorry about that.
So sorry. I feel so bad about it.
Yeah, but you feel bad about a lot of things though, Philip.
It's my natural inclination to just feel sorry. That's my go-to emotion.
We've been switching over websites. We were on Podomatic.com, but it got a little bit expensive and we were running out of space, so we set up a WordPress site.
That's right, you guys. We have a new site, nextatbatpodcast.com. We're gonna host out of there. Even the previous episodes, those are already there. Well, almost all of them. I'm working on it. Nextatbatpodcast.com. So simple to remember and to find.
If I was going through iTunes, do I have to do anything differently?
You know what's amazing is you don't. You don't have
What?
to. I know, Podomatic, they're just going to do a redirect. So if you're subscribed already, you don't even have to resubscribe. You have to do nothing for everything.
That's pretty great. And for the record, that's really nice of Podomatic.
That's
Yeah.
pretty cool, Podomatic. Good job. If for some reason that doesn't work out or there's a glitch or something, just resubscribe at the new site. That's fine. I mean, just go to iTunes again and subscribe. The new link will be all set starting next week. Or if you don't like iTunes, I can just give you the RSS feed. We'll have this up on our website. You can just cut and paste it into the RSS finder on whatever reader thing you do use.
It's pretty easy to do, and that way you can just have new episodes shot right to your homepage, and
Yeah,
it's
subscribing is the easiest way because they just come automatically.
gross. But what's also great about having our own website is now we have nearly unlimited space, and so we can start doing some other cool things. Look forward to us expanding in the future, and also look forward to us not having significant lengths of time where we go without episodes. So, thank you
That's
for
right.
being patient and thank you for being awesome. We did just get over 1,000 Facebook likes, which
That
is
is awesome.
amazing. And we've been holding steady with downloads, even though we haven't been putting out new episodes. So, thank you so much for sticking with us and making this podcast pretty successful. Coming up right now, you get to listen to the Kids Table, which is an amazing, super fun group.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun recording with them. So,
We recorded that a little while ago, and it's one of those ones that I feel bad that we haven't put out yet because of all this website stuff. But yeah, we recorded it in the green room at the Bryant Lake Bowl right before one of their awesome shows, and it
yeah,
was super
and
fun.
it was a lot of fun to do, and we're really excited that you guys now get to hear it. So, rather than listen to us blabber on, here's the episode. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Philip.
I'm Matt.
First, we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our ring robes.
Now it's time for Next at Bat.
And we're here today with the kids' table. Hi, kids' table.
What's going on?
This episode's brought to you by THX.
I don't get it.
That's the
audience
the,
is
dropping
now
the
down.
Water.
What is it?
It's that thing that when
before the movie starts.
Yeah.
The oh, I
sound
love that.
Thing
Where they're like, silence is golden. Put
yeah,
yourself
it's a sound
away.
System for theaters that was actually developed off of the film THX 1138.
That's
which
right.
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
Yeah,
did you almost say Gorge Lucas?
Almost. He's
Stupid
Gorge.
Gorge.
Gorge
He's
Lucas.
So gorge. Gorge Lucas. He's not. He's got like neck fat under his beard. It's
he
real.
Just had a baby. So if you have neck fat
under
under
his neck.
It just came out of his
like a
neck.
Kangaroo with his neck.
He just pulled it out and he's like, I'm gonna put you in Star Wars.
That's what you get
he
for making red
baby
tails.
To Disney? I bet he sold the baby.
He sold it. The baby
that
came out
the
Mickey
Stock.
Mouse.
Star Wars?
Stock baby
you
option.
Need Star Wars and your baby.
We're really happy to be here.
Thanks for having
happy
us.
To be
Oh, no,
here,
thanks.
Man.
You guys want to introduce yourselves real quick?
Sure thing.
Oh.
Oh.
Josh.
Maddie.
Kevin.
And last name. Lemowitz.
Awesome. And unfortunately, Logan Beery couldn't be here. And
I
Hannah
can sub
Weiderman.
In for him if you want.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just do his voice. Yeah, man.
I love your grandma, man.
East side.
East side, ride or die.
Can you stand in for Hannah, too?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. I'm sick.
Hannah has the flu.
And she may or may not be here.
Yeah. She's in the other room.
We open up the window and influenza.
How long have you been sitting on that?
Since I was 12.
And as always, I am here today with...
Philip Simondet. That's me. And your host, as always...
is Matt McLeod. Thanks. And so...
Matt, you want to explain why this is weird?
No.
No, we're enclosed.
Well, we're at the Bryant Lake Bowl right now, and you guys are about to go on for a show tonight because you are all very busy people, and it's hard to get you all in the same room together.
And we're all staring at each other in a mirror.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not just every night, Matt, the first Tuesday of every month.
At the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Through April. Mm-hmm. Come on down. If you mention the podcast...
Mardi Gras and April Fools.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. At the Mardi Gras show, are you guys going to all just show your bits?
Yep.
You almost said vagina. Yeah, you almost said
for
it.
For beads.
Yeah, there's beads involved. You got it. Yeah.
I just wanted you to get your thinking caps on.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, no problem.
What's that called with you get a band to walk past behind you? What's that called?
A marching band?
Something line.
It's second a, line.
Second line, yep. Oh, okay.
But that's if you die.
No.
It can be. There's also, you can do it for weddings.
Oh. Yeah. That's a sort of death,
it's
too.
If you die or if you're alive.
It's a death to your singleness.
It's a death to your independence and your self-esteem.
So this is actually our second run at the Bryant Lake Bowl. Mm-hmm. We did a fall run as well, which was really awesome. Mm-hmm. And Bryant Lake Bowl was very, very wonderful to invite us back for more of these dates. These fun shows.
And with every show, you guys always bring in some other groups to open up for you.
Yes.
Oh,
right? Yeah. We've expanded it. We had two during the two opening per night. Now we have three opening teams.
Excellent.
For all of our shows, yeah.
And a franchise in Fresno.
That serves pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, we own a Culver's.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Nice. So, now you guys, were you an old six ring group or were you in a class together?
We were all friends from Brave New Workshop.
Okay, now that doesn't sound right.
So, we, going way, way back, the kids table was four guys that we were in a class together. Logan and I were our original members. And then it just went through a bunch of different changes as people came into my life that I loved and wanted to do improv with. And so we did Improv a Go-Go a few times, and then we did this, and then we did that, and we were at Huge Wednesdays, and
Can we talk about that one time?
That one time?
That
one
was time, a bad
the one time.
Time
with the, with
the one
the
time that
outfits.
We took our name so literally that it went bad.
Okay, so I still don't believe that it went bad.
No,
I think that it
was heard around the world that it went badly.
It was a good set. It just didn't work very well as an improv.
All they needed some vinegar would have gotten it right up.
So yeah, there was one night where Josh was here, Maddie was in the show, Kevin was in the show. We decided to dress up as kids and be actual kids.
Josh was wearing my frog suit,
the
my
problem,
full-length footy pajama.
The problem
frog
was
suit.
That we decided to bring props that were messy.
Yeah.
Like
Max decided to bring props.
Max decided to bring props.
Juice boxes.
Juice
boxes.
Juicy juice. Grape juicy juice.
Juicy juice and Play-Doh, mm-hmm. And so you know we got really into the props.
Does grape juicy juice have real juice.
So
in
it started with there was a bunch of Play-Doh that was all over the Brave New Student Union stage, which you know wasn't even bad compared to the fact that there was juice boxes and juice everywhere, and there was one particular moment where I was sitting on the bar up there and holding a juice, squeezed the juice, it exploded, and some of it landed on the TV.
Which, as you know, that TV is very important.
That TV is incredibly important.
There was also another moment where, Max, you put Play-Doh in your mouth and then extruded it out of your teeth like that little Play-Doh machine that you get.
I don't remember that.
He was so in the moment of improvisation.
Okay, so we took a step back after that as a team and said, that's not something we're going to do. And then just whenever, over the course of the last couple of years, whenever there's Improv a Go-Go or some show that I have had the opportunity to do, these are the people that I bring in. because they're my very top favorite people to do improv with.
Notice he didn't say friends.
No, they are my friends. Oh, that's really nice. We're all friends. I noticed that Maddie brought up the fact that I didn't say friends.
I don't know. I just feel like I need validation from my friends.
So that's how we came together.
Yeah. All right. So what is it that you guys do in the kids' table? Like, what's the form you follow? What is it that you're trying to, you know, as a group, what are you trying to do when you're up on stage together? Josh.
Take it away.
As he motions to other Josh.
Well, I think when we first sat down as a, I guess, 2.0, because I'm not one of the founding kids' tablees. I was brought on as a later addition, not necessarily in the friend role, more of just a participant.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, I think, to do as a slow, patient, organic scenes. And I think that's what we have strived to do in our, a lot of our scene work. So not real quick edits, but like nice, slow, patient, let it burn, like a cigarette in an ashtray. Not an e-cig, because those don't do burning.
I think we try to focus on, like, I think two central themes, which is silliness and a sense of play. Because we've been playing together for a long time, and so the enjoyment that we get out of each other, I think, drives what we do in our sets, because we just enjoy each other so very much. You know, that's how that goes.
It's one of those things that I would second that. We all love being around each other so much. So the mere, like, hanging out in the green room beforehand is as equally fun and satisfying to all of us as our shows are. And so just we like being around each other.
Yes.
Sure. I don't know, guys.
Josh!
JK.
So how long has the kids table in its current iteration been a group? Because it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been at least a year.
Okay.
Starting last fall/winter when we did a run at Huge Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
But we had already done things together.
We had done several Improv Go-Go shows and just been around. So because it's weird, because I don't feel like there is a set date, because everyone on the team I've also done like a million other shows with.
Sure.
Like literally everybody in here right now I've done four or five other teams with and currently might just do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there I don't think of a start date for the one team.
Okay.
Just always. Right?
Yeah, we're kind of we're kind of like a creationist view of the world. Like everything's always been there. It's just been different, you know. We're like dinosaurs.
Uh huh.
As he goes back to his phone,
I'm putting together pre-show music here.
Yeah,
we opened 45 minutes.
Basically, we all just met at the Green Mill, and that's where we rehearse.
Oh man, that's true.
That's very true.
I think we all the Green Mill is probably like, if you look at it like a uterus of our
what
group.
And the only nutrition that like neutronized, is that a word? Neutronized.
Go with it.
Nutritionized? No, I don't know.
Nourished?
Nourished. Take the easier
my
way out.
Coors Light and nachos.
I do have to say, at where I work, we got a new therapist on staff, and she was like filling out all her paperwork, and I was helping get her acquainted with, you know, everything. And she was like, "Oh, I was a server at the Green Mill for a long time," and I was like, "Oh, I'm an improviser," and she goes, "Oh." You're not one of those douchebags from the Brave New Workshop, are you? I was like,
Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
She used that word?
She said she used the D-B, the D-O-U-C-H-E-B-A-G word.
Do you mean douchebag?
So what did you, wait, what did you say when she said that?
I said yes and no.
She said the douchebag no to the Brave New Workshop.
Yeah, other way around. Wait, Anyway, what I said was, one of the things that she said was, you weren't one of those stupid guys who comes with their 19-year-old girlfriend and tries to get her beer and then under tips. And I said, definitely not.
You're like, I got her a Coke.
And then I under tipped.
There is, I would like to give a certain homage, I think everyone would agree, to Six Ring Circus, the mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. It was a fun show to do. I enjoyed Six
Ring
Circus.
It was the best of times, and I'll leave it at that. I'm not even gonna finish the quote.
All right.
It was a weird little community that mm-hmm. had a really good thing going on Tuesday nights, where 30, 35 really funny people came together. Did a show for anywhere from 10 to 100 people mm-hmm. and then went across the street and got obliterated on really cheap happy hour at mm-hmm. Green Mill. Only after waiting about a half hour to ever buy anything, because our shows would always get done at 9:30 and happy hour started at 10.
Yeah. And we all every week pretended as though it was the first time this had ever happened. And the waitress would come and we'd be like, oh, is it 9:30? Oh, you know what? We're just going to hold off till happy hour.
We'll have some waters. that's okay, right? Yeah, cool.
Ooh, and you know what? Not ready yet.
What kind of slices you guys got? Can I put an order now for 10?
Broccoli and five different kinds of cheese and noodles on it.
I'll take a meat slice. I'll take a meat slice.
Yeah, that's how it went. That's how it went.
You guys, we've spent more time in this podcast talking about food than we have about improv. Just a note.
I usually eat at this time every day. So,
is this usually when dinner time is for you?
Right now, I'm thinking like Bugs Bunny, you know, and they brought in that. Well, God, what was that? Was it a Bugs Bunny cartoon? No, you know, when they're like.
Things would look like food.
Things would look like, steaming hot turkey.
I think that's just generic cartoon play. Yeah.
Josh is looking at this microphone thinking that it's, what is it, Josh?
It's going to give me all the answers.
No,
I think the food item.
Like what you've been talking about.
No, it's an answer machine.
Way to yes and yourself.
Way to bring back the answering machine. Bring it back.
Well, you are the kids' table, so you do eat at the kids' table.
Yeah.
What are some of the more memorable moments you guys have had together on stage? I mean, is it always as playful as it is just sitting here chatting?
No.
Not always.
Yeah.
More Not so.
Always. I think, honestly, for me... finding the Brian Lake Bowl has been a turning point for us.
Okay.
Because I think that we never really, I think it was fun playing over at Huge, mm-hmm. but I don't think we ever really found that to be a home. I think that we did some go-go sets at, you know, the mm-hmm. old Brave New Workshop. But I honestly, like, the sets that we've done here have been super fun. And we got here and started and did some sets, you know, that we did three shows last time. And those have been the best shows that I think we've ever done. So mm-hmm. that was turning point.
And this current run too, true to form, having it on Tuesdays when now nothing is no longer taking place as far as comedy is concerned, improv comedy. So why not? You know,
right?
The circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when the old Six Ring Circus used to be. Mm-hmm. Right.
At 7:30.
We should change the name of the show.
Just change it to Six Ring Circus.
Presented by the kids' table.
Yeah.
I definitely think the Juicy Juice time stands out as mm-hmm. I still get comments on that mm-hmm. By people to this day telling me how embarrassed they are for me.
I don't see why. I don't think it was a big deal.
No, it was not a big deal. It was not.
It was the kids' table that gave me like this thought that you can read your friends' minds on stage.
Okay.
And there was some set that we did, that I did some scene with Max, that we both were so in tune to what the other one was thinking, mm-hmm. and that was the blackout. And, like, I remember getting off stage, and you and I both looked at each other, and we were like, that was magic!
Yes.
Like, and it was the first time that I ever had this thought of, like, improv is magic. Mm-hmm. And it's because you do it with people that you love. I think that's when improv is my favorite, is when it's with people I love. So it becomes magical because you know what the other people are going to be doing.
So in a lot of ways, because you guys don't rehearse, am I correct?
We have a hard time scheduling
getting
that.
Together, right?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you're recording this in the basement of the show,
and we still couldn't get everybody. Everybody.
All of us are here. Yeah, we don't.
So
we did for a brief stint. Before.
Yeah, it was a time.
Okay. Yeah, it was time. We did some. We have had some good rehearsals.
We had a thoughtful discussion one time
with the rehearsal
afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways. You've kind of substituted years of experience you've had together for rehearsal. So, I mean, so moments like that are able to happen that, Maddie, you were just talking about.
I think the thing about a rehearsal is more just connectivity with the other people. Yeah. And to speak to what everyone else has kind of said, we all kind of know who we're going to be performing with on a nightly basis.
The trust is already there. Yeah. You've kind of gotten over the, like, well, who is this person sort of business.
And at that first kind of sit-down meeting, I think we all kind of laid it out what we wanted and what we were expecting from the other people in the group. Mm-hmm. We just kind of laid it out there, and I think we even went ahead and said, like, something like, we don't need to watch self-masturbation of your one singular talent or I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. You can edit this one out.
Why did you look directly at me when you said that?
Mm.
My wife might listen to this. So now it's getting weird.
I would just like to say that I to Max.
Sure, yeah, I'm here.
I would never because it sounded very harsh what I said about the juicy juice.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that I wouldn't have traded that experience in for the world.
Really?
And I do not blame you for that.
I didn't realize it was a situation of blame.
You looked very downcast suddenly as soon as I started to talk about it.
No,
you were like,
I'm not.
Your eyes went down.
Well, I think what you're doing is projecting.
I think the juice is dry.
Yeah, the juice is dry.
Okay, well, I just wanted to be clear about that.
No, I think we are clear.
I didn't
want to
alienate you on this
camera.
Tape.
On the show.
I want you to know that you've now captured the moment Kids Table broke up.
You know, yeah. I think that Maddie put it best when she said that the juice is dry.
the juice is dry.
But there's still a sticky residue of anger.
No, not at all.
I don't think anyone's angry. No, but
that's called projecting. Now you're projecting.
Yeah, you're projecting.
I'm sticky.
But not like a mad sticky.
Next question.
Are you a mad sticky?
All right. Well,
like a silly sticky?
Since we have a slightly truncated version, we're going to move to a new segment that I want you guys to help name later, okay? Mm. So yes. Wait, hold on.
Before we even know what it is, Maddie, do you have a name for it that just off the top of your head?
Without anything to do with unicorns.
Yeah.
Now she's stumped.
Soupy mouth noises.
So that could be a potential name.
I do
name.
Like it, actually.
Yep.
I know.
Can the sounder
fits.
Be that? Like, can we take two of Soupy Mouth Noises?
Soupy Mouth. All right, sorry. Take
cut,
two.
Cut take it. Three.
Soupy Mouth Noise. No. Sorry.
You
that,
forced
one.
That one. That
I
was forced.
That one was forced, yeah.
I'm going to spill a bucket of nerds on you.
Soupy Mouth Noises. A boop, boop, boop.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
next
think,
to that.
Yeah, the first name and one theme song, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead with the.
All right, second.
Yep.
If you could each improvise with any improviser or actor in the history of the world, who would it be? Quick hit, Josh Awind.
I don't know. Richard Pryor would be fun.
All right, Max Leibowitz.
TJ.
TJ Jagodowski.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie.
Pimprov.
Pimprov, nice.
Buster Keaton.
Awesome. And Kevin Albertson.
I
go with Logan Beery.
Logan, what's Logan's answer?
Eastside. And Hannah's.
I got to the big pizza.
Hannah's is myself.
You have a lozenge.
Yeah. All right,
my dog Petey.
that the soupy mouth noises? Is that what we just did?
Well, that's step one. Yep. Step two, if you guys could layer in one classic form to your set already, what would it be? And you guys don't all have to agree. What would be something that you would like to layer in one classic form?
Alphabet scene.
I would say a small town would be kind of cool for us. Yeah.
Cool.
I'd like us to just do an hour and a half of 185.
I don't know what that is.
185 Maddie Gibbons walking to a bar.
And everybody's like, yeah, leave.
I know what that is.
Maddie Gibbons. That's Maddie Gibbons at this bar.
And Maddie Gibbons goes, I'm going to cry about this.
Josh.
And Armando Diaz with Armando Diaz.
And Kevin.
Man, I like them all. I do them all.
Logan.
A film festival. A film festival. I'm so glad.
Pizza.
And Hannah.
I've invented one that they won't do.
And last question. If you guys could take your show on the road somewhere to perform, where it would be accepted and you could make a living off of it, where would you perform that you know you would be accepted perfectly? Yes.
The preschool circuit. Mm.
Oh. Mm. All the circuits of preschools.
The Malto Meal Factory in Northfield, Minnesota. We used to do late night improv radio shows down there at Carlton, and those guys would call in. They were losing their shit over there making cereal.
Really?
Yeah. That's awesome. At 4 a.m, they were making cereal.
You should get them as subscribers.
They were making cereal. Yeah, and loving it. Be like, hey, I want to be a character in your skit.
I just finished a batch of multiple. You gotta hear these guys.
Yeah. The break room over there must have been just like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Kevin.
I like all the places. Yeah, I mean, all of them are pretty good.
I'll do everything at Sbarro, yo.
Logan.
Another pizza.
The club.
And Hannah.
Frankly, I'd like to be doing my own show in my own apartment and have people come to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to this with her.
Yeah, because she'll hear that you're laughing.
No, he didn't laugh for any of that.
I went like this. I covered my mouth.
He pulled out a picture of her from his wallet and looked at it lovingly while you were doing that.
Yeah.
Because they're lovers.
How did she do on the impression? Wait, hold on. Hannah, turn it off. How did Maddie do on the impression? Hannah's not listening, Keith.
Yeah, Hannah turned off. Hannah turned off the show. And now you have to say how Maddie did on
how
the...
did Maddie... Scale of one to Hannah.
Like, yeah.
God, did the bag of pieces.
All right, and now's the time of the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet for a brand new segment that Josh Awind came up with called Philip's Corner.
What an innovative name, Josh.
I had a list.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I had a guy.
Do you remember what your original concept was for Philip's Corner?
Where you ask a question.
But you
wanted me to ask the same question every time.
Yes.
Or the same three questions, and the answer was always purple.
Yes.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah, that's cool. All
right.
That's a fun show.
I did that.
Yeah.
It's evolved slightly.
All right, cool. Let's go with it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Is the answer still purple?
It can be.
Okay.
I'm going to try to ask questions that could be answered with purple.
All right.
Oh, that just made it way harder for myself than it had to be.
Okay. It doesn't have to.
What it became is I stare at you awkwardly, and then I come up with a question during the awkward silence.
It's happening right now.
Where it's awkward.
Josh Awind.
Yes, Phil.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite stuffed animal?
Purple. Favorite stuffed animal? My teddy bear, yo.
What's the teddy bear's name?
I don't know. He didn't have an eye.
I don't know, teddy bear?
I'm confused. I thought the answer was supposed to be purple.
Is it purple? That's what I thought it was supposed to. Is it purple?
It might have been purple.
I think he was just telling an origin tale.
I'm sorry, what?
No, not orange.
No, I said orange.
No, the teddy bear is not orange.
Or origin.
Beginning.
Next question?
Next question.
Next question.
Okay. Max. I want to note that I'm staring awkwardly at them in a mirror. So all of my questions are going to be backwards.
If it's backwards, then it's not awkward.
Then it's lovingly.
Yeah.
Max.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah. Who do you think would give really awesome high fives?
In general?
Like the best in the world.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, this is gonna sound like I'm just making a Stephen Hawking joke.
Okay.
But okay, if you gave him the ability to high five now, right? Imagine a life pent up where I'm sure he's been wanting to high five forever, right? Also, he comes up with scientific breakthroughs. Also, a lot of people like him a lot. So I would say that if you gave him that ability right now, which, come on, we're science. It could very well happen. He'd give you a sweet high five.
Well, it'd be
on the
mechanically
powered. Absolutely. It would be mechanically powered and perfectly physics, yeah. Right? Hand right to hand.
Would
you
only get to do one? Or is this like now a new thing that he could do? Like, are you giving him the ability to both see into wormholes, not speak, and high five?
If he can believe it, his mind can achieve it.
Whoa!
What if he got to high five for every significant achievement he made in his life?
Would your arm survive?
My arm?
He might go Chuck Norris on you with the high five.
No.
Stephen Hawking would have a Chuck Norris high five.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my answer.
Did I miss the part of this where the instructions were not to answer everything with purple?
Yes.
What color is your water bottle?
It's purple.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Which would you prefer to become your friend? An animal that can talk but won't, or a person that won't talk but can't.
So basically nobody's talking to me.
No.
You know what? I'll take the animal because people are too much drama. Word. Yeah. I will take it because then I get a snuggle buddy and I can put it down if it gives me attitude.
Hey now. Watch out.
Okay.
Well, that guy, that also purple.
So you just kill it.
You just kill it.
Like, you ain't snuggling me nice. You did.
Josh Kaplan.
Yes.
What do you admire most about your father?
My dad's first of all, he's a very smart guy. He's a very logical guy, and more so than I am. And I definitely admire those. I also have always admired his well-manicured fingernails.
Does he paint them any particular color?
Nope, they're just they. I just always thought he could be a hand model. I've got similar hands to him. And so every time I look at my hands, I think to myself that I could be a hand model.
If you were wearing mittens, what color would they be to protect his beautiful hands?
Purple. Would they be purple? I think they would be purple. They'd be dark purple.
Awesome. Kevin,
yeah.
We're at Phillips Corner, by the way.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Kevin, it was great.
He never left as far as we know.
We answered all your questions for you in the way that you would have.
Thanks.
Now it's time for me to awkwardly ask you an awkward question.
Mm-hmm.
Stare at me in the mirror, please. Kevin.
Phil.
How tall were you when you first wrote a letter, and who was the letter to?
Whoa, dude. Okay. First wrote a letter. That's like first grade. But it was on that recycled paper with the three lines, you know, and, and the dotted line in the middle, whatever that's called.
What color was the paper?
It's like recycled color.
No, but I mean, if you were to pin a color onto it.
Barf. It's like brown barf, but like light tan brown. And the red lines.
No, I mean, like what color? No, but you're not really describing the color, though.
Oh, okay. It would be purple.
You got it.
And in every verse. I'm getting Hannah's bug. In first grade, I was probably 4 foot something. 4 foot. I was tall. I was always tall.
I think you were 4'11".
No.
4'9", I think.
I was something.
4'6".
I know when I first hit 6 foot.
Do you want to ask Logan or Hannah?
Third grade.
I hit 6 foot by seventh grade.
Great.
Wow. Right. Who was the letter to, quickly?
Who was the letter to?
Yeah.
I think it was a Santa letter. I was writing to Santa. Because we were learning to write right before Christmas, essentially.
Fantastic.
Cool.
I had a pen pal in second grade. His name was Stephen Graves, and he was from Minneapolis. And because his last name was Graves, I always thought he was a ghost.
Logan?
Okay, yeah, Logan.
Aw, yeah!
With that, to that, to pizza, pizza.
Yeah. Ask anything you like. Anything you want.
Because I do electric. Really want you to.
I do electric work.
You may ask Alejandro.
Give up a hand of a working man.
Logan, what is your deepest, darkest secret?
Hey, Logan! That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
When I was on the east side.
Ladies.
And Zumba pants.
I killed a man.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Say something nice about all of your teammates.
Okay. Josh, Ewind, you have a nice jacket.
Thanks.
Max. Thanks, you know, I just think you can really throw them back. I think that would be one. Josh Capwin, my favorite person in the world. I love it. You love Petey so much with me. Oh, Mom? Sorry. Kevin, you're nice. And finally, Maddie, you're the greatest person I've ever met in my entire life, and I love you so much.
Man, what about me?
What about Logan?
What about Logan, man?
Next question.
Final question is for all of you to answer at the same time. What is your favorite color?
Green.
Oh.
Fail.
Group fail. Mind. Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been Phillips Corner.
Yeah.
Nice job, man.
He did.
Thank you, Phillips Corner.
Thank you, Phil Up Horner.
Kid Stable, you want to do some improv?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Is this our warm up? Next up, Pat.
There's a cat.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, Timmy, I forgot my backpack at your mom's house.
My mom says that you're not allowed to come over anymore, so I guess that backpack is just going to be written off of my taxes.
That's cool. I understand that. Can I have my backpack back?
Maybe you didn't hear exactly what I just said, but that backpack is going to be written off on my mom's taxes. She says you're a bad influence on me.
I am a bad influence on you. That backpack was filled with drugs, lots of drugs. Timmy, why'd you do all my drugs in my backpack?
Because my mom yells sometimes.
Yeah, Timmy?
Damn it.
Timmy, listen, we're going to have a talk.
Okay,
Timmy.
Okay.
You're going to start living in my house.
But I live in my house already.
I burned the house down.
No!
It's going to be okay.
I know.
Come on over to my house tonight.
Okay, but my mom says... You know what?
Your mom lives in my house now.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her for really getting out there and really doing it.
Really. Thanks, Timmy. I'll see you at home tonight. Bring some food.
I love you. You're the greatest brother I never had.
Ditto. Right back at
you. Hold it right there, Bicycle Man.
Shoot.
You think I did see you there, did you? You thought you could just go.
Oh, I got whisper tires. This is exactly why I got whisper tires.
Not to me, not to my ears.
Whisper tires on my bike to get right past you. Just like that guy. I see you every day on this street corner.
That's right. And up until today, I have chosen not to issue a toll to you. But I just don't like the cut of your jib today. I don't like the way you're looking at me right now.
How much is a toll?
How much is a...
How much is a toll?
It's a present. It's a gift to me. A gift to me from the heart. It could be anything. But keep in mind, bear in mind, it's important. It's got to be important. Look at my eyes.
Okay.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
You could give me something right now. You can give me something that I've never had before.
Oh, I got a necklace.
Yeah, you got a necklace. All right, pop it up.
Yeah, I got a necklace. Here it is. Hang on. Let me undo the clasp.
Meow. Kink.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is a really special necklace to me. So I don't think that...
Hold on.
Are these
Gulf of Mexico shells?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Wow. Said it's special to you, huh?
Yeah, it's very special to me. I want you to put it up to your ear, and I want you to listen to the ocean in it.
Okay.
It is.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the ocean.
Hey, gringo, you want a mango?
I was all like, my life is a mango.
Hold on. Did you realize that there are creatures inside of... I heard voices.
It's a special necklace.
Hold on, listen with me.
I put the mango into the smoothie and the man was like, what, you made of crazy sauce?
I eat bananas on Thursdays.
I'm gonna put my coconut on top and toughen your Thursday and I'm gonna make you into a new man.
I put my coconuts on your eyes.
Oh, you dirty scoundrel.
Alright, alright, okay.
Haven't you ever been to the ocean?
I must admit, I've seen it on TV, but this is a little bit different. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'm essentially giving you all my friends.
All your friends?
Yeah, my friends. My friends are in there. My friends are the sound of the ocean in a shell.
Hey, where's the guy with the jib? Get him back.
You come back here. You come back here and I put my hula hoop on you.
That's the hula dancer.
Oh.
The other guy is he sells muffins.
Hey man, I would like to buy a muffin so badly. My mouth is full of muffin nuts.
I got like 10 of them.
Okay, you give me all 10 muffins. I take them home and I make a muffin sandwich.
Okay, $10.
Where does your friendship with them come into play? It just sounds like they're pretty unrelated to your life.
I listen to them.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. For example, I was taking college algebra. And I needed a tutor. So they got one for me.
Here's the thing. We go to the local school. We buy a triangle.
Oh, yeah. Like a rectangular gun.
Yes, because A plus square plus 2 equals coconut time.
Hey,
see what I mean? I failed.
I don't feel comfortable taking this from you.
But I have to get to the other side of the bridge.
Go ahead. I've learned enough about you that I feel like your life should continue, you know, without me.
Wow.
And without any me taking anything from you. So here you go. Here's a back.
Random acts of kindness from a stranger. I won't forget this. Whisper tires. Boxes.
Yes, please.
Take a box.
Oh, I want a box. Box.
Yeah,
I love a box. I'll take a box.
Sure, I got them all. I got them all different kinds of boxes.
I'm looking for a music box.
Sure, I got this one right here. Chinga chinga chinga
chinga chinga chinga. Oh, what a beautiful ballerina.
I'd like a padded box, please.
Okay, here you go.
I'm moving a very important animal of mine. It's padded.
It's got bubble wrap in it. An animal?
Bubble wrap? Let me try popping it.
I have a lot of items from Costco. Do you have a box I could put all my items from Costco?
Yeah, I have a bulk bag.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Is that your dad?
Oh, back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad mills around the box factory.
I feel a little uncomfortable because he's kind of staring us all down and... I don't know. He's looking at the boxes.
I feel as though my music box is compromised.
That wouldn't fit.
He's just saying it wouldn't fit.
He just says it wouldn't fit. It's just he's been trying to fit the leg of this giant man inside of it for like the last 3 weeks, and it hasn't fit. It's starting to get a little rotten.
This leg? All right, I've got the leg in the trunk. It's not going to fit. This box factory is useless.
Does the man whose leg that belongs to, does he know?
It's a Bigfoot. He caught a Bigfoot.
Oh.
But he had to chop it up into smaller bits because it wouldn't fit into any of the boxes that I have. But he doesn't want to fit. He doesn't want to chop it up into smaller bits because then it ruins the effect of the Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Noted. You're a hero, sir.
Thank you for your service.
It's a Sasquatch, not a Bigfoot, a Sasquatch.
Noted.
Okay.
Right. Sorry your dad's so mad.
You're for a genius.
Oh, did you just call me?
He thinks he's a genius.
No, I think he
thinks you're a genius.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, old man boxes.
Yay. Old man boxes.
Old man boxes. Didn't fit. Trying to put a Sasquatch. Old man box.
Man, Kevin, you gonna die.
Kevin,
you dying?
Yeah, I just took 8 bong hits.
this was really fun, guys.
Are you still rolling?
You want more funny? Is that what you said? You want more funny?
All right, let's do a scene about jelly donuts. Step one.
Oh no, I got jelly donuts.
Here's one thing that not a lot of people have been able to see. Josh and Maddie were actually in the same level one improv class together. And we have a recording of their first scene that they ever did together. Okay? Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, I'm going to play, press play. And
oh God, I'm so embarrassed already.
Oh God.
Okay, play.
Oh no! I got jelly donut on my face.
Grandma, gal, why did you get it on there?
Hello, are you my grandson?
Don't you remember we met at the war?
You're crazy. Somebody take your pills and put them in your mouth.
I did. I took my pills and then I drank it, washed it down with alcohol.
Oh my God! I'm tripping on my donut!
I have Girl Scouts.
All right, slow freeze.
Okay.
You guys, slow freeze.
Okay, all right.
I didn't become director of the Brave New Workshop School of Improvisation for you guys to just step all over this, all right? I don't need this. I can go over to the actor's theater. I don't need this stuff, all right?
Mr. Haynes, can we go to the Green Mill now, Mr. Haynes?
No, you gotta polish my boat. I'm going out the lake this weekend.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry. You guys.
Where would you like us to go from?
You go go from where it started to get inspirational, which is never.
Okay. Jelly donut on my face!
You are the best. This is the best grandma ever.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing.
Oh, grandma, I'll dance with you.
You're the sweetest. You're the sweetest. Oh my gosh. Oh my. My face is exploding.
Grandma, you got face all over me.
Oh my god, you got me all over face.
This is so nasty. I'm gonna put your face in a jar and I'm gonna sell it as Girl Scout cookies.
Bend over.
So that was a fun
god,
time.
Everything
a long time
was
ago.
High.
My voice was so different back then.
Mine was very similar.
John Haynes's was the same.
Yeah. So are you guys gonna order now or do you wanna wait till 10?
Who is it? Is it 9:30?
What are your slices for the third time?
We have an asparagus sliced very thin, along with some mushrooms, some piccata olives.
You should look at this text message I just got.
And Gherkin cheese.
Max is texting me from across the table.
There's a lot of people
here. I'm just going to have a water.
There's so many people here.
For now.
I didn't hear the slices.
What are the slices?
What are the slices?
Well, I just said it.
Is it okay if we put three tables together?
I'm going to put all of my bags in this aisle.
We're just
going to
have four or five chairs in the runway up here.
Let's just connect it to the bar, though.
Have you seen my friend?
Who's your friend?
He's here.
Hey, I'm going to be moving to a different table pretty soon.
Can you just transfer the tab over? Is that easy for you?
No.
I know what I want, but there's tons of substitutions, so get ready.
I don't have my ID, but I promise I'm 21.
She's been here. I can vouch. She's been here.
I need a vodka soda with vodka.
She's been here. I can vouch.
Can we transfer this outside? Guys, this was a fun show tonight.
There's no seating outside. It's winter. I'm sorry.
I want an ice cream sundae now.
With vodka?
All of it.
Oh. I want the chicken wontons. Substitute the chicken for mock duck. Substitute the mock duck back to chicken. And then I want the green onions on the side. I want all the wontons served in a bowl, not on the plate that you normally do. And I want them all uncooked.
Oh my god, I have jelly donut on my face!
That was a good scene from earlier.
I know it was. I feel like it didn't get the response it needed in class because everyone is an amateur.
I know. I kind of feel like we should have just jumped ahead to level 4, but we just couldn't.
The Herald, more like the mod.
Ha!
Yay!
Thank you, kids table.
Thank you.
Sorry for the in and outness.
Next up, Brad!
And that's our show. Thank you to the kids' table. Thank you to Max Leibowitz, Josh Awen, Josh Kaplan, Kevin Albertson, Maddie Gibba, Hannah Wideven, who was there physically but not vocally, and to Logan Beery, who was there in no way at all.
His character was there.
To learn more about what's going on with the Kids Table, go check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/thekidstableimprov, all one word. Also, you can just go check them out at the Bryant Lake Bowl, which is on Bryant and Lake in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And check out their menu, too. Their food's actually really, really good. But they'll be there the first Tuesday of every month, at least through July, along with some special guests each time. So it's a real good show, real fun. A
lot of improv for just $5.
Just $5. So it's a very, very good deal. There's a lot of really good deals around town right now to see some really good live theater.
Living the dream, Matt.
It's true.
You can live the dream to see me.
Good segue.
But you can actually see me perform improv at Comedy Sports. My first Comedy Sports shows are coming up.
That is exciting. This has been like half a year in the making.
It's been a very long process. This Saturday, the 22nd, I am in both the 8 and the 10:30 show at Comedy Sports. That's right on Lake and Hennepin in the Calhoun Square building. Also at Comedy Sports on Friday nights at 10:30, they do a special show that's not necessarily a regular short-form Comedy Sports show. Right now, and for next month also, it is Disaster, an improvised disaster movie. It takes place New Year's Eve, 1972, and a disaster of the audience's suggestion happens. Lots of people die, some people struggle to survive, mostly people die. And I will be in the cast of Disaster this Friday, the 21st, at 10:30.
That is going to be, can I just say it, a disaster.
We kind of set ourselves up for that one.
Yeah.
Also this Saturday, the 22nd, if you like mornings, I have a new group called The Local Music Scene that performs regularly Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock till 12:30 at Even Break Gallery. That's on Penn and 50th. You know what it is the musicians play a few songs and then we improvise based on those songs. So, and it's free. Come on down.
And as for me, you can check me out at the Brave New Workshop coaching at Stage Match coming up, well, not next week, but the next couple of weeks after that. Also at Huge Theater, I will be performing on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd, with Off Book.
Are you the improviser or the scripted actor?
I will be the scripted actor this time around. On the 22nd and 23rd, I will be holding auditions for a new show along with Joe Halverson called The Improvisers.
That's very exciting.
It's kind of a meta comedy show. It's kind of pulling back the curtain on where improvisers get their inspiration from throughout the day. Come on out and audition.
You can keep in touch with Matt and I, our Facebook page, facebook.com/nextatbat. Send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, go to iTunes, and if you haven't already, subscribe. And then take a moment, rate our podcast, give it 5 stars, and throw a few words on the page and review us. It helps us out a lot. Tune in next week when we're going to have a brand new guest. Until then, as always,
praise Josh.